Hello, this is Nick Treadon. This is my coughing boo. It's 27th. I think it's the 27th now. It's just gone past midnight on the 27th of January 2011. And it's Thursday now. It's Thursday, I think. Just about to depart for bed. Just thought I'd record a quick, very quick one. Today, put a new collar on the cat. Monday era had to take the cat vet back to the vet because he was still biting his tail, basically, and he ripped a big piece of skin off. So I took him back, and they said, yeah, it looks bad, but we'll give you another collar, a bigger one, to put on. Why didn't they not give us a bigger collar in the first place? I don't know why, but there you go. So we put that on him now, and I'm just going to wait and see whether his tail can heal. Hopefully it will. If it doesn't, then we'll take him back there, and you know, it might mean that they're going to have to whip another bit of tail off, but I ain't paying for it, because why should I pay for it when it's their mistake? They've left too much tail on. They should have took more tail off. They should have took the whole tail off. I don't know why they've left any tail on. I know the whole thing about, you know, he needs a bit of it for his balance and all the rest of it, but surely they could have whipped a bit more off. They left too much on, and they give him a collar in which he could actually still nip it with his old gnashers, isn't he? So, oh, dearie me. It's just a bit of an ongoing thing where it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So I'm just going to see how it goes now. Put this slightly bigger collar on, which has annoyed him, of course, and see how he goes with it. So that's really the old cat thing. yeah, I had a pretty good weekend, because I've done an audio boost since then, but the weekend was pretty good. He's alright. It is better than good. It was quite good. Went out last night and did a bit of a run. Nearly 4 miles. Around about 9 o'clock, my normal sort of time to go out every evening. Did that, got that over and done with. Tomorrow I'm going to go swimming, hopefully for the first time with a mate of mine. We normally go once a week, but for various reasons and illnesses and stuff like that, we sort of missed it since over Christmas. So for the first time this year, proper swimming session, so that'll be pretty good. Yeah, so that's... I haven't listened to anybody's audio boot over the last day or so, so I'm probably going to catch up on those. Work's pissing me off a bit, just things going on and stuff. Promotion exercise is starting to take basically from the level I'm at now to the next level up kind of thing. Although I don't really agree with the how they're going about it, which is basically to anybody who wants to apply for the promotion, it has to basically, first of all, do a couple of psychometric testing at an assessment centre. Once you pass that test, then you are eligible for some kind of get out of jail free ticket thing, which lasts for 2 years. So in which time you then can apply for any jobs which come up that you may find interesting or whatever. It doesn't actually necessarily guarantee that there is going to be any jobs come up. And if there isn't, then the whole thing is basically a waste of time. And so, you know, it all seems a bit of a sort of you know, lucky dip really on whether he's actually worth to actually go through doing the doing testing and putting yourself through that. But I'm not, don't really like them anyway. It's a mathematical one and then it's a verbal reasoning one, and maths just isn't my strong subject. And you know, I know for certain that unless I put like 100 hours in a week training myself up, I'd stand no chance trying to pass one of those tests for maths. And another thing which really annoys me is that the tests have no relevance whatsoever to do with the skills necessary to do, you know, what would be any of the jobs which I would be interested in applying for. Those tests have no relevance, have no, you know, have nothing to do with any of the skills or anything that that you know you need. So why put somebody through that, you know, just to find out whether they're intelligent or not? Oh look, they can pass a couple of tests. Wow, that's great, that isn't it? Look how intelligent they are. You're actually putting people, perhaps missing people, that are potentially really, really skillful in potential jobs that they want to apply for, but missing out other people. Yeah, but missing those people, but getting people, you know, through the psychometric test who are really good at the psychometric test probably, but perhaps haven't got the skill set necessary to do the job. So how can that be right? How can that be right that you're actually through your own stupidity cutting out people through the sift of the assessment centre who are actually probably the best suited people, but just because they haven't got, you know, they're just not the type of person that's good at assessment centres, that they miss out on it. Unfair, in my point of view. And also, just to get on my soapbox just a little bit more, I think it's laziness, bone-idle laziness on the part of any organisation which uses assessment centres to make a sift, you know, to, obviously, that's what they're for, isn't it, to sift out a certain number of people, so what you're left with is a manageable number who they can then go on to apply for jobs and go through an interview stage and a paper sift application stage and all the rest of it. You're actually whittling people down, basically. I think it's impersonal to put people through an assessment centre, and it's unfair when they've probably got the skills that are needed in the job. It's beyond me, really, and I don't agree with the system, and I don't see how I can take part in a system which I don't really agree with, and that's probably why, you know, I think I'm not going to bother going through that process, which is unfortunate, but I think I have to take a stand, you know, I have to take a stand, and yeah, that's what I have to do. So yeah, that's where I am at the minute on that, and be interesting to see what other people think about that. I mean, it's a bit of a different way of doing it, where you have to go for a test, but then you get nothing out of it. Even if you pass the test, well, all you get out of it is the chance maybe to apply for a job in the future. So you put yourself through that test basically probably for nothing, because you know, there might not even be a job come up. And even if there is a job come up, you've still got to get through the application process, the interview process. Seems like, you know, some of these organisations are making things just harder and harder and harder for people to actually progress. Yeah. What you're going to have to be doing next, jumping through burning hoops, you know, sitting and doing a diploma, doing this, doing that, answering questions on the universe, life, and everything, probably. You never know. Anyway, that's how I think about assessment centres. I should imagine that other people have got their views, and you know, some people probably do like them because they're probably good at them, and you know, they think they're fair and everything like that. I suppose, coming from my point of view, of a person that doesn't like them, that's why I've got this attitude problem. I've always had an attitude problem. I have to rectify that. Anyway, that's me for now, and I'm going to go to bed now. So, yeah, speak to you later. Bye.